Mind the Gap, you're in the Hot Springs Underground, a weekly podcast about local music, art, film, and more. Brought to you from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. I'm your host, Lance Brownfield. I'm joined today by local artist, Richard Stevens. He's a watercolor painter, and he's Hot Springs born and raised, and he's here to tell us about his art. So tell me about your pieces. Like, what kind of stuff do you paint?
Well, again, I paint mainly in watercolor, and I really don't have a favorite subject. I'm asked that an awful lot, but I paint a little of everything, landscape, still lives, figurative, portrait-type work, or I like to do architectural. I know it sounds a little artsy, but I'm really attracted to the light, to the contrast, the lights and darks of a potential subject. So what the reality of that subject is not so important to me as the value, the lights and darks going on. And the lights and darks are much more important to me than the color.
Wow.
So, yes, I enjoy painting all subjects.
Yeah, I actually like a lot of the bold contrast as well. Mm-hmm. I like when something's like very light and very dark.
And often I will place the lights and the darks next to each other, the lightest lights next to the darkest darks,
yeah,
which creates great contrast. And, of course, each color, each hue has its own value range, so they build contrast there, too.
Yeah, I love that. Can you tell me, where is your art usually featured at? Do you have a gallery, or do you...
Well, years ago I was in galleries here in Hot Springs and Little Rock and Eureka Springs also. At the present time, I have a few pieces at a gallery in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. But I have found with my marketing and advertising and graphic design background, I can really market my work myself more successfully than I was having in the galleries. Not a knock to the galleries. I think they're wonderful and a real asset to our art community. But I've had a lot of success the last few years just marketing my own work. One of the advantages I have is that I teach workshops around the country in watercolor painting, and I always take paintings with me for the students to work from, or to just observe and ask questions about, or to purchase. And fortunately, usually at a workshop, I'll sell 3 or 4 or 5 paintings.
Wow, that's nice. Can you tell me, where did you study?
I have an art degree from University of Central Arkansas in Conway. Actually, it was probably at that time, I'm 76 years old, graduated from college in 1969. At that time, it was probably geared more toward art education, becoming an art teacher,
mm-hmm,
which ironically I have in a way. But there was some studio work and painting instruction, etc. I don't feel like that my training or my degree in college was the real learning touchstone of my art career. I was a graphic designer, commercial artist for 45 years, but actually still do a little bit of that. And whatever the art form or whatever the medium, it's all about design. And so my years in commercial art probably stood me better than any academic exposure I had to art.
What kind of stuff did you do graphic design-wise?
Well, I was very fortunate. I was a freelance graphic designer for 42 of those 45 years. And I was fortunate to have 2 or 3 really loyal, long-time accounts, and they were mainly in the sporting goods industry, where I did a lot of package design for their product, actually some product design, lots of catalogs, sales material, point-of-purchase displays, trade show displays, so just a little of everything. Very fortunate to have wonderful clients that I enjoyed working with for a long, long time.
That's awesome. Can you tell me, what got you into the art world?
Well, my parents, bless their hearts, used to say that as a very, very young child, 2 and 3 and 4 years old, I would just lay on the floor and draw. So I guess it's something that, for whatever reason, I've always done and always enjoyed and loved, and the passion for that grew and grew the older I got. And I really never had any art classes other than eighth grade, one semester in the eighth grade until I was in college. But I knew I wanted to study art, and so it's just always been part of my being. I think most artists will tell you that too.
yeah, definitely. Can you tell me about your workshops? What do you do there?
Yes, I'd be happy to. I teach about 13 to 15 workshops a year, and I've been very blessed and fortunate to have some wonderful venues all over the country, north, south, east, and west. I teach, have taught several years in Key West and two or three other cities in Florida. Florida is a watercolor mecca. Next week I'm headed to North Carolina to teach a workshop at Canoga Water Media Workshops, and everywhere from Utah to New York to a lot in the southeast of Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, Mississippi, Georgia, you know. What I do is teach watercolor workshops and water media workshops, and usually they run from 2 to 5 days. I think a 3 or 4 day workshop is really ideal. 2 days a little short, 5 days we get tired. And I share with the students my painting style, which obviously is all I have to share at any minute given moment. That changes from year to year to some degree. And supplies and materials that we use, and that I do every day a painting from start to finish, a demonstration painting. And then that afternoon, the students do their work, and I visit with them as many times as I can, each one of them, responding to what's going on at the moment and any questions they may have. Always trying to be encouraging. I even if it's a brand new beginning student, I don't want to discourage. Watercolor is considered the most difficult medium, much more so than oil, acrylic, pastel, etc. And so a lot of times the beginning students will really struggle with it, and I want them to accept the fact that, hey, this is tough. You're not going to get it the first 3 days, but I try to encourage them to continue. And it's really, it's an old saying, if you want to learn something, teach it. And I have certainly found that to be true. Through teaching for the last 20 years, it has kept me both energized and energetic and involved in my work, but also it's a real sharing opportunity. Both my parents were school teachers, so maybe that's where it comes from.
Wow, that's nice.
Hey, podcast listeners, we've got a special deal just for you, $4.99 for 2 months, and it includes all of our digital access. I'm talking about all of our online content, our daily news clips, our puzzle library, and so much more. This is valid for new subscriptions only, so if you've been waiting to try it out, now's the time. Visit the link, hotsr.com/podcast23 to get this great deal.
Can you tell me how much do these workshops cost, and do you have any around here?
Yes, I do. Just a little plug for the Garland County Library. That's really the first workshop I ever taught. John Wells, the then director of the library, about 25 years ago, asked me to teach a workshop. And wow. I'd never done that, but I did, and that worked out well. So I teach a workshop, have been teaching a workshop at the library, Garland County Library, here locally for the last 25 years, I guess. And I had some communication with the library today about an upcoming one. I think it's in April or May. They can check with the library to find out. It's the best deal in the country. I teach a 3-day workshop, beginning workshop, I teach those all over the country. Normally, they charge the students at a workshop anywhere from $75 to $100 a day to take the workshop. So a 3-day workshop is going to cost a student, you know, $325. That's not all for me. That's the organization that brings me in charges that. In my communication with the library today, for the very first time, it is absolutely free this year. No charge. Now, they have been charging $25 total. So that was still the best deal in the country. This year it's free. So, but normally an organization, a watercolor society, a college university, an art league, maybe an art center will bring me in, and they determine the cost. And it's usually they determine how much they need to make to cover their expenses, and then they divide that by how many students they need to break even. And I try to limit my classes to 20. 13 to 15 is a really good number. I can feel like I can really get to everybody and communicate with everybody individually well with that number. I'm teaching in North Carolina next week, and I'm going to have 21, I know, at this point. Maybe we'll have even more by the time I get there.
So I'm guessing you don't plan to retire anytime soon.
No, as long as my health, which I've been blessed with good health, I enjoy what I'm doing. I enjoy the travel. The long, long travel gets a little tiresome, but I'm really having a good time at it. I really do. It's very rewarding. Obviously, not everybody and not every student is going to, you know, come out being a full-time painter or a great, great painter, but I know it adds to my quality of life, and I feel like that perhaps it's adding to theirs, and that's pretty rewarding for me.
Yeah, that's awesome. So what lies in store for Richard Stevens?
Well, I'm going to hopefully continue to enjoy good health, which allows me to continue creating my own art, my own painting, and continue to teach as long as I still enjoy it and feel like I have something to offer. I have several workshops. We usually schedule workshops out 2 years in advance, so I'm pretty much committed for the next couple of years to keep at it anyway. But I'm toying with playing with some other mediums, although, there's nothing like watercolor. I mean, I painted acrylic in college, and I remember I enjoyed that, and it gives you a lot more flexibility, actually, than watercolor does. It's a totally different technique, a lot more forgiving. But I love the unexpected and the unpredictable nature of watercolor. One of my mantras that I share in my workshops is don't try to make it happen, let it happen. Let the medium do what it wants to do, because it's alive and moving and vibrant and mixing on the paper as long as it's wet and damp and fewer touches. One of my other favorite phrases is, watercolor is like golf. The fewer strokes wins.
So wow, yeah.
Don't get me into my teaching mode. I'll not shut up.
So do you have a website where people can go to find
I do
out
have
more?
A website, RAS Watercolors. I apologize. I don't keep it up real well. There's nice things on there, good information, but a lot of the imagery, the paintings are older paintings. I always do, though, add my workshop schedule for each year on there, so one can visit my website and see my schedule. I really communicate publicly on my Facebook page more than any other way. I have over 2,000 paintings on my Facebook page, and that's just Richard Stevens, Stephens. And I do have a second page, a professional page, Richard Stevens Watercolors, and I do put the same things on both pages, but the Richard Stevens is the one that is most frequently visited and has the most responses and the most paintings, actually, too. And it's been a really good vehicle for me. I can do a painting, photograph it, and have it on my Facebook page in 5 minutes after I'm through with it, and getting responses from Europe and South America and all over the country. It's an amazing vehicle.
Yeah, that's great.
And it's free, so that's a real good deal.
Yeah, always. That always comes in handy for artists, you know, when something's
very
free.
Much so. And I know there are other venues available, but I've just stayed with Facebook, and it's served me extremely well. I know that other people put some of my work on some of the other venues, and I happen to find it sometime. And you can also Google my name, and some videos will come up that I've done over the years that have somehow found their way to YouTube, etc. And I am going to be putting more videos on I'm going to start doing that a little bit more. Maybe that will compensate for the lack of long trips and traveling.
Oh, yeah. Well, Mr. Stevens, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. And I encourage you guys listening to check out his website and his Facebook.
Well, thank you. I know I've probably talked more than I should have, but I'm just trying to respond to your questions. And again, I get in my teacher mode very quickly.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to do, you know, stop me sometime. But thank you very much. It's been an honor. And I hope that the listening audience enjoys what we had to share.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
End of the line. New episodes are released every week from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. I'm your host, Lance Brownfield, and I'll see you next time in the Hot Springs Underground.